Yeah, so where do we leave off?
We left off with this issue of Fukuyama.
Fukuyama. Get a Rashbam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the question is, why don't you say Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita and you still have Torah right away? The answer is because if you would say that, then you'd miss the curse of Berachos HaMazon. Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita. You said it, you had an Aliva. Yeah. So the question is, how do all those factors interact?
I don't understand. What's the, I'm not clear on what is the Aliva.
The Aliva is that you need the curse of Berachos HaMazon.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm sorry. But what is the factor with Fukuyama? What is it? What is that factor?
Yeah, so
what's the gain in being Ma'achir Abdallah?
The gain is that Abdallah, that Shabbos doesn't appear like a tuna, like an O.
But haven't you already ended Shabbos?
Well, he didn't make Abdallah yet.
So what? Why does that matter? He ended Shabbos. What's demonstrated by the postponing of Abdallah if he's already ended Shabbos?
That was the question we ended off with last week.
That's how I understood it, yeah.
Once again.
Where is the demonstration in regards to Shabbos if he's already ended it and the only thing he's delaying is making his Abdallah?
Okay, I mean, where is the code of Shabbos in that?
Yeah.
Isn't the premise that if you make Abdallah in Tefillah, you still need Abdallah in Alakos? And that's part of Kavod Shabbos?
Yeah, but his question is, where do you see that you're being ma'achar? How does that make you be ma'achar Shabbos?
Okay.
That's a good question.
So, just thinking about something you once said before, but is it possible to say that when the person makes Abdallah Kost, that's like the point at which he's Messiah Das from Shabbos?
That what?
That the point, when the person makes Abdallah Kost,
yes.
So that is, it has the effect of being Mestiach Das from Shabbos. When you put Shabbos behind him at that point.
Oh, if it's over, it's already behind him.
Okay. Well, like you were talking last week about the issue of being able to be Mavdil through Tuesday. So you were saying that until that point, a person is still thinking about the past Shabbos.
I mean, that's why you have the Shiur of Tuesday.
Right. So this is not the same idea, but in other words, it's possible what you're saying basically means that the Shabbos could be over, but the person's mind, the person's attention could still be attached to it.
So what do you want to say? That's a Kiyum Mimacha Shabbos?
That's strange.
That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. You're just saying. Yeah.
Hey, Rebbe?
Yeah.
The Lashon of the Rashbam, he never says Ma'achrin as a Shabbos.
What does he say?
He just says Ma'achrinly. But, yeah. We're assuming this is Ma'achrin as a Shabbos.
No, it's Ma'achrin Abdallah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it's not. How do you know he's trying to show you that it's Ma'achrin as a Shabbos by delaying Abdallah?
But he's saying that Ma'achrin is a kim in the Shkoda Shabbos. They're asking why.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying I understand what the issue is, but I'm not sure if he's saying you're ma'achar nefesh Shabbos this way. I mean, I don't know. I have to put it better, but he doesn't use that lashon.
Yeah, so b'chor you can say like this, that the chiba for Shabbos is expressed in the mitzvahs that Shabbos is mechayev. If it's still tied to the mitzvah that Shabbos is mechayev, you have a kiyum of chiba of Shabbos. But the moment you make avdolah, you finish with all the mitzvahs that Shabbos is Machayah. So therefore, it's like he got rid of Shabbos. It's now like a tuna. You know what I mean? As long as you don't make Abdullah, you still have a mitzvah that Shabbos is Machayah. And that expresses Chiba Shabbos. But the moment you make Abdullah, you finish with all the Shabbos. So the mitzvahs that Shabbos is Machayah are all gone. So the person shouldn't want a person that has Chiba Shabbos doesn't want that state.
Where the mitzvahs of Shabbos are over. Yeah, okay.
Where the mitzvahs of Shabbos are over. So that's why it's Machrin Roy.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, see where it's at.
So why would the mitzvah b'shaita take precedence over Chibuv Shabbos on a regular case? We have two cups of wine.
We have two cups of wine.
Why don't you delay? Because it shows Chibuv Mitzvah.
So apparently you can't delay, when you delay it, it's a violation of Chibur of Mitzvah. So if you don't have any reason to do it, then you can't do it. You need an excuse. But you want to know is how the whole system works, how all these elements work together.
Yep.
So, can you say that like that
when you're delaying it without any pretext, without any alila, then it's just your nisrashal mitzvah. It shows you don't care about Shabbos. You don't want to take care of its mitzvah.
That's correct.
But if you have a conflict, then you want to put it at the end because you want to hang on to the mitzvah of Shabbos as long as possible.
And you're not considered misrational.
Right, because you're doing a different mitzvah.
That's right. That's the excuse. Yeah, so once again, in other words, the Chavin and Mr. Vishaita tells you should do it right away, you should be misrational. But if you have a Bela Kos and you're Kos Yobach as a Muslim, so then you're not considered misrational.
I just don't get how it's for Chavivaleh if you already ended Shabbos just by making Havdalah later. But Shabbos is over. It's Chol for you. This is the Sudas Chol you're having. How does that showing they want Shabbos when you're eating a Suda Skol?
No, it's not because you're eating Suda Skol. It's because you created a Zman where you can't be a Mavro. In other words, now you can't be a Mavro until after the Suda. So you created a Zman where you can't be a Mavro. It's just saying. How do these factors work in together? Very odd. Yeah, seeing a lot of that, I couldn't make an headway. Yeah. In other words, the Mitzvah is torn up by a gavra that's a zoris. Still in a gavra that's a zoris. So, by Yuli Yomar, you do it right away because you need a gavra that's a zoris. But by a fuki Yomar, since you don't want to get rid of the mitzvah of making Avdola because of a chiba Shabbos, so therefore, you don't want to get rid of the mitzvah. So if you have an excuse, as long as you're not considered misrashal b'dor, then you can be mekayim postponing it.
So basically, you're saying that the kibbutz mitzvah actually takes priority, but there's no deficiency in kibbutz mitzvah when there's a reason to postpone it.
That's correct.
So this is consistent with what you said earlier, that the more fundamental principle is the one that takes precedent.
That's correct.
Rabbi, maybe when he's talking Lafuke Yomi, he's not talking in this particular case. He's just making a distinction in the universal case. Lafuke Yoma, to keep Shabbos later and making Abdullah later, that would always be a Kiyom. So in this case, you can't do it b'shaita because you have another reason, so you do it later. And that's not an issue because Lafuke is always better for a person to extend Kedusha Shabbos.
Yeah, but how is he extending? You're not extending Kedusha Shabbos.
I know, in this case. But maybe it's just showing the distinction between Lafuke and La Yule. Lafuke in general, to extend Shabbos when you're doing Kedusha Shabbos, is always better. So since that is the paradigm, and over here, even though you're not extending Shabbos, but there's a kiyum to do it later.
Where do you see you can extend Shabbos? Like it's more like you said before, Shabbos is over. The only thing is you still have a mitzvah of being machaber b'yitzyosu. That mitzvah you don't want to look like you're just getting rid of the mitzvah. Because that brings us back to the old question: Why does it look like the guy wants to get rid of Shabbos? The basic question. You always come back to that basic question.
I thought you answered that question. You said that because of the kasher, the connection between the mitzvah and between Shabbos, he doesn't want to give up the last mitzvah that connects him to Shabbos.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we said. But the only thing is, now that I think about it, why is it mukha that way? The person makes a vow later. Why are you saying that he has a chiba mitzvah? So he makes it earlier. Why isn't it making it later? I'm rethinking what we said before. Why does saying it later make it a din of a chiba mitzvah?
Right. Shabbos is over for him.
It's over, right?
Yeah. So what do we care what he thinks? He can think it's Friday.
That's right. I mean, he has a mitzvah of the law, which he has to do. And now he's running to do it, so it's kind of some chibur Shabbos. Yeah, if you follow that reasoning, you could say that let him do it tomorrow. Yes, the basic answer is not clear. It's not good. Because what's the advantage of making Havdalah later? Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, it's just a mitzvah Havdalah. So where do you see, why should I say if he runs to do that mitzvah, that he's running to get rid of Shabbos? That's really that's the basic question. I mean, you can't project onto him the fact that he wants to get rid of Shabbos. Besides, he's not getting rid of Shabbos anyways. Yeah, does anybody say anything? I think there's a Meiri.
I can check in the back of the Sister Rebbe if they have a comment on this problem. I'll let this guy take it out.
Yeah, there's a Neri. I have it in the Sheet of Mikvesis, that new Sheet of Mikvesis on Sochem. But he says like this. But he says, in the Komakam Linyan Havdoa, Omer Shem, Ein Lo Elakosachod, Neinicho Lacham Mosin, O Michelle Sulis Kumacharel. Vein Omer Bezu, Chaviv Mitzvah Bishaita, Adrela, Machrin Havdoa, Kamod Eshesha, Shalote Shabbos Doma of Lamasa. The question is, how does that show that Shabbos is Doma Lamasa? On the contrary, he respects Shabbos and he's rushing to the Chavit Shabbos. So why do I say that's considered like Shabbos is like a Masa? Because he's doing it quickly. Yes, powerful question. What do you see in that that he wants to get rid of Shabbos? Because he wants to be Mrs. Avdolah. Avdolah's not going to get rid of Shabbos. It's just like Halacha that Yechayef in Mavro. It's the Halacha in Kibbutz Shabbos. I mean, there's only one thing you can say. That Shabbos, as the Shabbos, like the Rebbe one time said, you need a mate to say, this thing's nearest to Shabbos. Mizvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. The Shabbos is like a persona. Shabbos is like a persona. And you have a mate to treat Shabbos like a persona. That's why you don't have any zmiris for Yontif. Because Yontif, you can't treat as a persona. Because it's man-made. But since Shabbos is made by God, so therefore, you can treat it like a persona. So, when you mechavir Shabbos, you treat it like a persona, then you welcome the Shabbos. You welcome the Shabbos. And when it leaves, you so to speak say goodbye to the Shabbos. So, the Sefiras Devarim in the Havdalah is the Sefiras Devarim of saying goodbye. The Sefiras Devarim of saying goodbye. It's not just a technical Maisa. It's a technical Maisa, but it has a Gavra that's Makabala. That's the Yom HaShabbos. We have the Matir to treat it like a person, Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. So therefore, you don't want to say goodbye because that it hurts you. They ain't saying goodbye. The Sefiras Devarim is painful. Even though it's a Sefiras Devarim that Shabbos is Machayev because of COVID, but for the Gavra, it's a painful experience because he has to say goodbye to the Shabbos. So that's why it's Machrinle. Not Machrinle because you're making it shorter or longer. It's because the content of the Sefiras Devarim is a sad content because you're saying goodbye to the Yom HaShabbos. The Gavra Yom HaShabbos is leaving you. So that's why we're Machrin. But there's another problem. The problem is the very mitzvah requires that it should be Chavivle. You shouldn't be misrashal in this. You have a tie to the sasya. On the one hand, you don't want to say goodbye because you don't want to part with Shabbos. Maybe it makes you sad. On the other hand, the mitzvah itself demands that chaviv mitzvah b'shaite. You shouldn't postpone the mitzvah. So we have an excuse to reception of kaim shneim. Not clear. Completely how the elements all work out. But I think we can understand why. What do you mean? Why it's machrinoi? Because the sefiras devarim is a sad sefiras devarim.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, I want to say, now that you said that, Rabbi, I feel like there's a Gemara on Kukimel Madalas from Sochem here.
Yes.
That supports that. Because the Gemara has, the question of Kiddush on Yantif or Havdalah on Shabbos. The whole Machlokas is many different ways that the Tanaim Maran go, how you, the order you do it in.
Yeah.
The Akna HaSugya. So it explains one of the Shitas. It says Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya.
Yeah.
So I think it's Rabbi Yeshua, basically. Rabbi Yeshua Shita, who holds that you do first Havdalah for Shabbos, then Kiddush for Yantif.
Okay.
So it says, Mashal Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Lamelech Shiyotia ve'apirkos nichna. So the king is leaving, and again, the governor, I think, apirkos is some sort of officials coming. Melavin is a melech, v'achakach yotzim mikras apirkos. So first you have Melavin the king, and that's Havdalah, and then you greet the governor or whatever, the official.
Right,
you see, Havdalah is like a din of levoy of the melech. So even if technically Shabbos is over, there's still a Maisa of the Malav of the Melech, and
that's right.
Through the Maisa of Havdalah.
That's right.
Could you expound on the idea of the Gavra of Shabbos?
In what way?
Anyway, I just don't understand it.
I can't show you a picture.
Rebbe, I still understand the resolution, that part of it.
Yeah, I understand. I was waiting for that.
Sorry.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I just want to clarify, see if I can understand what you're saying. You're saying there's halacha in Ma'achrin HaShabbos, which is the halacha in the Kedusha Shabbos itself, and that's over. But there's a separate halacha of Kavo that the Gavra has to render the Shabbos over. And that itself is independent of the Kedusha Shabbos.
He doesn't render the Shabbos over.
No, but if he's saying goodbye to the Shabbos, then that's right.
Scores the Shabbos.
Right, and that's a din in the Gavra. So if the Gavra does that earlier, he's going to be sad. But normally, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you have no choice. But when you miss, because you may be misrashal, but in this case, where you have a choice, then you do it later. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm saying that the serious of Arm of Shabbos is a kiyum in the Gavra escorting the Shabbos, because the Shabbos is like a Gavra. So therefore, his love for Shabbos causes him to be, makes him sad. So therefore, it's not a violation of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, because he's not doing it because he's being misrashal, he's doing it because emotionally he's sad about Shabbos leaving, about the serious of Arm. So that's why it's different over here. That's why so I don't say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's not a violation. Because the reason why I'm doing it is because emotionally I'm sad. The spheres of Arm makes me sad. How did you have it? Let me hear you have it again.
No, I wanted to say that normally Ma'achrin you look at in terms of extending the Kedusha Shabbos. But here we're
saying there's
nothing to do with that. Here you're saying there's a Gavra who has a relationship to the Kedusha Shabbos, to the Yom Shal Shabbos, is a Gavra, you know, as an entity. And he himself, by marking the end of the Kedusha Shabbos, it's sad for him. Now, normally he has no choice. He has to do mitzvah b'shaita, and we're afraid he'll be misrashel. In this case, because, you know, he wants to do birkas hamazon, so then ma'achrin, you know, he can have that kiyum of doing havdalah later and not being, you know, not rushing it, not being sad by saying goodbye. You can do it later, independent of the Kedusha Shabbos. It's a kiyum in the Gavra who wants to be Makabe Shabbos to say goodbye. That's why I thought you were saying it. That's independent of the Kedusha Shabbos. There's a separate halacha for Abdullah that the person has to demonstrate, you know, he says goodbye to Shabbos.
In other words, I mean, to put it simply, that ordinarily we say Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, because the Gavra, you need a Gavra that's Zoriz. The Gavra should be a Zoriz B'Dava. That's what the halacha requires. But over here, we're saying the fact that he does it later doesn't mean he's not a Zoriz. The reason why he does it later is because it's hard for him to do. The Sfiras Devarim is painful. So as a result of the Kavod Shabbos, so therefore it's not a violation in the Gavra. It's not a violation in the Gavra of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita.
So doesn't that bring you back to the question that you should always do it? Because even if there's no conflict.
Yeah, what are you going to do? If you have enough wine, you can't eat before Abdullah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, see, look at Thesis. Top Thesis. Shema Mina. Ordinarily, you can't do it. Because you simply can't eat before Abdullah. But we only have one kos, so then it's mutter. Because you're not eating before Abdullah. Because you only have one kos. And you can't make Abdullah now, because if you make Abdullah now, then you won't have anything for burning a kos of the Muslim. But I think that's the answer. The answer is, because the serious devarim is a, it is a serious fear's alarm. The chibur of Shabbos creates a serious alarm that if you don't do it right now, if you have an excuse, doesn't demonstrate that you're not a Zoriz. It demonstrates that you're in pain, and that's why you don't do it. If you're not doing it because you're in pain, that's not a violation.
So Rabbi, you're saying if there was no concept here of lachure, in other words, there was no pain, it's just a question of berachas hamazon, to have one kos of berachas hamazon or Abdullah, then mitzvah chaviva b'shaita with precedence. It's only because of the two things combined.
It's only because of the fact that, in other words, here you're not considered an Enezoris.
Right. Yeah, but it's more than just Enezoris. And also the other factor as well, because if there was no concept of, that sin and all that of Ma'achrin, and you have the concept of mitzvah chaviva b'shaita, or simply doing on berachas hamazon, what would you say? If you didn't have this concept that it's sad and all that.
So then I would say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita.
Right, got it. Okay, that's what I want to understand. All right, now I understand the interaction between the three.
In other words, you're saying that since it's a matter of it being sad, that's why you could be macher.
Got it.
Because it's like you're an honest.
And there's a kiyum to be macher.
And then you're an honest.
Right.
So, and you're the kiyum because you're going to have kosher b'chamazon.
Got it.
I think the thing from the Rav that you're referring to is in the first volume of Shirim Zecher Abamari.
Yes.
And it's Kibbutz Onik Shabbos. And the part you're talking about in the old edition starts around, it's Os Gimel, starts around Daf Samach Dalet in the old edition.
And he talks about what?
Talks about this persona.
Yeah, correct. I think it's an important concept. But it's a very sharp idea that the Sfiras Dvarim, the nature of the Sfiras Dvarim, plays a role in the halacha. It gives him an excuse. He's not considered an Eidus Aris. He is a Zaris. But since he can postpone it, and it's painful, so he postpones it. Yeah, I think it opens up the sugya.
Can maybe explain the lashon of the Rashbam like an alila? It's like he's almost like looking for a pretext to not do it right now, but to push it off. But it's like almost like the kiyum of Birchas Hamazon on the coast is like a pretext that he doesn't have to do it right now.
Right. Yeah. And we skipped over Gemara, the Agada, where he says lo chakimano. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can do it.
I thought you did have a pshah on it, didn't you?
I'm trying to remember.
He said he couldn't have said this on his own.
Yeah. So what's the?
What was it?
What are the two different shots?
Oh, right, yeah, that question. Yeah, you didn't answer that one.
No, Robbie, I think you had two different... you explained what the two approaches were. I think one was that he had to have had a Mesorah, and I think the second is that you have to work out the entire area in order to be able to say this idea.
Oh, we had that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good, yeah. Okay, so you want tomorrow we go further?
Sounds good.
Straight down the...
The Shema Minas, Rebbe?
The Shema Minas.
Okay.
Ashkach, Rebbe.